And may the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with all of our brothers and sisters and friends here in Bowen Park.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里跟弟兄姐妹以及朋友问候。
I thank God that I can be here in Bowen Park this Sabbath.
我感谢神让我有这个机会这个安息日在伯恩教会。
As you know, during the summer, there are a lot of church events.
像大家所知道的，在暑假的时候，教会有很多各式各样的活动。
And this evening, we are beginning the ministry volunteer program in Cerritos, the MVP.
这个下午我们马上就要在 Cerritos 教会开始的是志工人员训练。
And I've been assigned to assist with that event.
我被安排要在那里帮忙。
And the Southwest region, then also assigned me to.Be here to worship with everyone.
所以西南区也安排我在这里跟大家一起崇拜。
So once again, thank God I'm here.
所以感谢神，我可以在这边。
This morning, I'd like to share with everyone the topic, "Seek to be in the will of God."
今天我想要跟大家分享的主题是寻求神的旨意。
Today, what I want to share is a very important concept for us as Christians.
今天我所要分享的是对基督徒而言一个很重要的观念。
Which is that we always need to seek for the will of God.
也就是说我们永远都要寻求神的旨意。
We may have a lot of ideas, thoughts, and ambitions.
也许我们自己有很多自己的想法、自己的看法。
But ultimately, we must defer to our Lord and Master, our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是最终我们还是要寻求我们的救主，我们的主耶稣基督。
One of the passages that one of the passages that that manifests this Christian mentality is one of the passages in Romans.
在罗马书的一段圣经，把这个基督徒这个观念把它显示得很明显。
As we know, When Paul wrote the letter to the Romans, he had not yet been to Rome. He didn't establish the church in Rome.
我们知道在保罗写信给罗马教会的时候，他并没有还没有去过罗马。
But he had already met and already knew some of the members that were in Rome.
但是他已经认识一些在罗马教会的信徒。
And then he wrote the letter of Romans to encourage them in their common faith.
所以他写了一篇书信，来鼓励他们的信心。
But at the same time, he also mentioned that one day he would like to go to Rome.
而同时他也说，有一天我要去拜访你们。
But the way that he expresses this desire is what we want to learn from today.
但是他的所表达的方式是我们今天所要学习的。
This is the mentality that we need to learn.
这就是我们每一个人都要学会的一个态度。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
让我们翻开罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Let's start reading from verse 9.
从第九节开始念。
Romans chapter 1, verse 9.
罗马书第一章第九节。
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Verse 10.
第十节。
Making request if, by some means, now at last I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. Verse 11.
十一节。
For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. Verse 12.That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Please read.
罗马书第一章九到十二节，我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。第十节，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。十一节，因为我切切地想见你们。要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。十二节，这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
Here, Paul is sharing with the Roman believers his prayers.
所以在这里，保罗跟罗马的信徒来分享他的祷告。
He mentions how he always prays for the Roman members.
他这里提到说他在祷告当中不住地提到罗马的信徒。
And then he shares how one of his other prayer requests is that one day he can go to Rome.
他也分享其中一个祈求就是有一天他可以去拜访他们。
But as you can see in verse 10, the way that he expresses it is that he wants to go to Rome, but he wants to make sure that it's in the will of God.
但是在第十节这边他所表达的是他很想要去拜访罗马，但是是要照神的旨意。
Yeah. So, this type of concept is especially important for us who are growing up and living in this American and Western culture.
这个观念对我们在座是在西方的文化当中长大的人是很重要的。
We can see that the Western countries, the values that they emphasize are a mixture of like.Individualism, right?
在西方文化当中很强调的是个人主义。
And also, Western definition of success is that you have a dream and you go and pursue that dream and fulfill that dream, right?
而在西方文化当中，成功的定义就是你有一个梦想，然后你去追求把这个梦想实现。
So this is the Western ideal and Western mentality that if you want something,and you've been dreaming about it, you go and get it.
所以这是一个西方文化的态度，就是你有一个梦想，你要去追求达到。
So the late Steve Jobs probably, some of his quotes, they summarize this type of idea very well.
所以过世的 Steve Jobs 他有一些名言，就是有一些这方面的观念。
He said things like, "Do not."Let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice.
他会说，好比说，不要让别人的意见或是别人的声音影响你内心的声音。
Or another time he said, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition.
或者是他会说，要有勇气去追求你内心的渴求。
Because they somehow already know what you truly want to become.
因为你已经知道你想要成为什么样的人。
Right, everything else is secondary.
其他所有事情都是其次。
We know that within the last 2 months, it's graduation season in high schools and universities as well.
我们知道在过去的两个月是我们高中以及大学的毕业季。
And during this time, especially for universities, if they invite a guest speaker,they also usually echo like very similar ideas, right? Go and chase your dreams, and change the world, right?
所以在毕业典礼当中，尤其是大学的，常常都会找一些人来演讲，然后你会常常听到这些观念、这些想法。
So just for this year, I was just reading some of some summaries of some people's commencement speeches.
所以今年我有一些机会可以读到一些人他们在毕业典礼上面的致辞。
Yeah. And there was a famous actress, she was sharing in her speech.
所以其中一个很有名的演员他所分享的是
She was advising students to eliminate self-doubt and to stop telling themselves no. Right?
所以他跟毕业生分享的是说不要怀疑你自己，不要对你自己说不。
And when it comes to tackling your dreams and ambitions, simply ask, why not me?
当你在追求你的野心、追求你的梦想的时候，你只需要问，为什么不是我呢？
There was another journalist. He had a very important article last year.
另外一个记者他在去年的时候写了一个很有名的文章。
In his speech, he also said something similar.
在他的演讲当中，他也是写到同样的话。
He said, "And I hope in that moment that you'll be generous with yourself, but trust that inner voice."
他说，当你，我希望在碰到那样的时候的时候，你对自己可以很慷慨，相信你自己的内心的声音。
And then there's another actress in her speech. She was sharing how before she was famous, she was looking for a role model.
另外一个演员分享到，当他成名之前，他曾经有想要找到一个就可以让他去学习的榜样。
And eventually she realized that she was wasting her time.
结果他发现他在浪费时间。
She said in her speech, "I didn't need a role model. I didn't need to try to be like someone else. I just needed to be me."
在他演讲当中他说我发现我在浪费时间，我不需要找到另外一个我需要学习的对象，我就是需要做我自己。
So these are just little glimpses of the type of values that we see here in America, right?
所以这是一个很简短的总结，就是整个在美国在西方教育下面我们所有的观念。
Right. Again, it's a mixture of individualism and also chasing your dreams and listening to your heart, those type of things, right?
再次的，这是有一点是混合了个人主义，混合了追求你自己的梦想。
Yeah, and some of the most popular YouTube videos are because there was somebody who had a dream to be like a singer and then auditioned on a talent show and then, you know, became super famous, right?
而一些非常受欢迎在网络上面的影片也是比方说有一个人很想要成为歌星，然后他是怎么样经过他的追求成为有名的人。
Sometimes without knowing we also eventually adopt this type of thinking.
所以有时候我们不自觉当中也接受了这样的想法。
But this is not what Christians ought to do or to have as a mentality. Right?
但实际上这并不是一个基督徒该有的态度。
Actually, it's fine to have ambitions and dreams. This is not wrong in itself.
有梦想、有野心并不是一件错误的事。
But as a Christian, we must live with the recognition that we have a Lord over us.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们必须要了解到我们有神在掌管我们。
Right. That's why we call Jesus the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of our life.
所以我们会叫耶稣说主耶稣基督，因为他是我们生命的主。
Let's also turn to James chapter 4.
让我们翻开雅各书第四节，第四章。
James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4, let's read from verse 13.
雅各书第四章从第十三节开始念起。
James chapter 4, verse 13.
雅各书第四章十三节。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit, verse 14.
十四节。
For as you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.Verse 15.
十五节。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. Verse 16.
十六节。
But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Verse 17.
十七节。
Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin.
雅各书第四章十三节到第十七节。下你们有话说，今天明天我要往某城去，里去，去那里住。住一年做买卖得利，其实明天如何你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
Here we can see the elder James, he also had a very similar encouragement to all the believers.
所以在这边我们可以看到雅各长老他对所有信徒也是有类似的勉励。
Sometimes there are some members who have certain business aspirations.
有时候有一些信徒他们有一些事业上面的追求。
So they were saying, you know, tomorrow or today or tomorrow we'll go to a place,We'll spend a year there and make a big profit.
所以他们会说，今天明天我要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
But you can see here that for the Christian, if we have this type of ambition and yet we do not seek the will of God, this is a type of evil.
但是我们可以看到这边，如果说我们作为基督徒，而我们有这样的野心，却不先追求神的旨意的话，这是一种恶。
Right, because this type of ambition without checking with our Lord is a type of boasting, a type of pride.
因为如果有野心却没有先追求神的旨意的话，这是一种夸口。
Right, so James reminds us that actually our life is so fragile. Things can change in very short amount of time.
所以在雅各这边提醒我们，我们的生命是非常脆弱的，随时都可以改变。
Just like a vapor that eventually disappears in the air.
就像一片云雾出现霎时就不见了。
So instead, we need to have the proper Christian mentality.
所以相反的，我们必须要有适当的基督徒的态度。
We should say, if the Lord wills, then we shall live and do this or do that.
我们必须要说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，可以做这事，可以做那事。
And that's exactly the way Paul was sharing his desire to go to Rome.
这也是保罗在分享他怎么样想要去罗马同样观念。
He wants to go to Rome, but he wants to make sure it's in the will of God.
他想要去罗马教会，但是他必须要知道这是神的旨意。
Right. So actually, growing up in American society, it's very easy to adopt this type of arrogance.
所以在美国社会当中，成长其实很容易有这样子的张狂。
Of course, America as a country does have.You know, is wealthier and does afford many of her citizens many opportunities.
当然，美国是很富足，所以他给他的国民很多的机会。
And then the educational system overall is more advanced too.
教育系统也非常的先进。
And so when you are educated in the American school system, they instill a sense of self-confidence, a sense of...and they train you in all different types of knowledge and skills. So you have a very strong belief in self by the time you finish your educational years.
所以在美国教育系统下，你会得到很好的教育、很好的知识，然后你就会有很大的自信。
Yeah, I remember when I was 19.
我记得我19岁时。
I was, I think, a sophomore in university.
我记得我是大学二年级。
And I remember having a conversation with my younger brother.
我记得我跟我弟弟讲话。
And at that time, my academics were going very smoothly, and I had a very strong self-confidence.
所以我记得那时候我功课表现很好，所以我有很多的自信。
And I remember telling my younger brother, "Yeah, I know I can become anything I want to be."
所以我跟我弟弟讲说，我知道我可以做任何我想要做的人。
Yeah, and that was like what 17 years ago. I still remember telling him that. Yeah.
那是17年前的事，但是我还仍然记得我这么跟他讲。
Yeah, so that's the type of training that we undergo, right?
这是我们所获得的一种训练。
But again.If it's good to have dreams, but if we don't see if it's the Lord's will, then it's not good, it's evil.
所以再次的，有梦想是好事，但是如果我们不追求神的旨意的话，这就是
It's good to have a good self-esteem, but at the same time, we need to always seek the Lord for his help and guidance.
我们可以有自信，但是我们要常常想到要求神的帮忙。
Right. So,In our dreams and ambitions, we must learn from these passages to seek if it is the Lord's will.
所以在我追求我们的野心、追求我们的梦想的时候，我们要想到主愿不愿意。
This is actually what we pray every single time when we pray the Lord's Prayer.
这也是我们在主的祈祷文每一次祷告的时候，我们都可以看。
Right, as we know in Matthew 6, verse 10, it says, "Your kingdom come."Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
就像在马太福音第六章第十节说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行
在天上。 So the Lord's Prayer we know so well inside and out, but do we really mean that when we say that line?
主导文我们滚瓜烂熟，但是我们真的知道它的意义吗？
But do we really truly seek that God's will can be done in our life?
我们是不是真的有求神的旨意行在我们的身上？
Or do we just emphasize our own dreams, desires, and ambitions, and then put God aside?
或是我们只是在追求我们的梦想、野心，把神放在一边？
Right. So this is an important mentality we must always remind ourselves of.
这是一个我们常要提醒我们自己很重要的观念。
This type of mentality is also important for us as parents.
作为父母亲，这个观念也很重要。
Right, I myself am have a daughter who's 2.5 years old.
我有一个两岁半的女儿。
Obviously, when we have children, We have dreams for them as well.
当我们有小孩的时候，我们对他也有一些梦想。
Like perhaps there are things in our life that we didn't get to accomplish, and we want them to accomplish.
也许是我们自己没办法达到，我们希望他可以达到。
Maybe we have job plans for them.
也许我们已经有一些对他的工作的规划。
I catch my wife and I, we catch ourselves doing this from time to time.
我发现我和我太太有偶尔会做这样的事。
Yeah, a lot of times we as parents, we want, you know, our children to go into a certain field, right?
很多时候父母亲希望小孩子在某些领域。
But then I catch myself, and we have to remember that we have to seek God's will too, right?
当我发现我自己在做这样的事情的时候，我也必须要提醒我自己，也是同样我们要寻求神的旨意。
We also may have a lot of plans for their marriage, future marriage, right?
或者是我们对他们的婚姻也有很多的想法、
right.
很多的计划。
Yeah, who they should marry, etc. Right.
他们应该要嫁给谁？
Yeah. Yeah, so when we catch ourselves doing this, we need to go back to the Bible and the proper Christian mentality. Right.
当我们发现我们自己这样做的时候，我们必须要回归圣经来看，我们必须要追求神的旨意。
And actually, we should encourage our child to seek the will of God for their own lives.
我们要勉励我们的小孩，要在他们的生命当中寻求神的旨意。
I often say, you know, for kids, we often ask them, "What do you want to be when you grow up?"
我们常问小孩说，当你长大的时候，你想要做什么？
Right, but I think we should rephrase that question in a more Christian light. Right?
也许我们必须要重新问这个问题，用比较基督徒的方式。
We should ask, what do you think God wants you to do to be when you grow up?
我们应该要问说，当你长大的时候，神要你成为什么样的人？
So I think the most important as a parent is to encourage them to deepen their relationship with God.
所以作为父母，我们必须要鼓励我们的孩童跟神建立关系。
And then when they meet crossroads in life, of course we give them guidance, but ultimately we say, pray to God, pray to your Creator, who has a plan for you, who has a purpose for you.
当他们碰到生命的十字路口的时候，我们当然可以指导他们，但是更重要的是鼓励他们祷告，求你创造你的主来帮助。
So we have to learn to defer to the will of God, not just to our own.Wisdom and our own will.
所以我们要了解到要遵照神的旨意，而不是靠自己的智慧。
Even though as parents, that can also be difficult.
作为父母，有时候很困难。
One time, I heard a song that was written by a Christian group named Mercy Me.
有一次，我听到一个赞美诗，是有一个基督教团体所写的。
And the title of the song is Joseph's Lullaby.就是Lullaby 是小孩子睡觉的唱的那种歌。Yeah.
OK, 它的主题是约瑟的摇篮曲。
Yeah. And this, of course, this is a made-up song, right? The contents are not in the Bible.
当然这个是一个想象的一首诗，它的内容并不是在圣经里面。
But that song, I think, really encapsulates well that struggle as a parent between your dreams and what God has planned for your child.
但是我觉得这首诗的确展示了你作为父母以及在跟神的旨意当中的挣扎。
This hymn is written as if it was Joseph, Jesus's father.
这首诗是写的是好像是约瑟，也就是耶稣的父亲所唱的。
And that Jesus was just born.
当耶稣刚出生的时候。
And then in the lyrics, he says, "Go to sleep, my son."
在歌词当中，他说，去我儿子，乖乖的睡去吧。
Right, this manger for your bed.
在你睡觉的小马槽中。
You have a long road before you. Rest your little head.
你的脑袋中有长长的接下来的路要走。
Yeah. Can you feel the weight of your glory?
你可以感觉到你的荣耀吗？
Do you understand the price?
你知道所要付出的代价吗？
Or does the Father guard your heart for now, so you can sleep tonight?
或者是天父会保守你的心，所以你可以安睡。
Go to sleep, my son.
去睡去吧，我的儿子。
Go and chase your dreams.
追求你的梦想。
This world can wait for one more moment.
这个世界可以再等一下。
Go and sleep in peace.
安然睡去吧。
I believe the glory of heaven.
我相信天国的荣耀。
Is lying in my arms tonight.
在我的我的手背中我的怀中睡觉。
But Lord, I ask that He for just this moment simply be my child.
但是主啊，求就在这个时候只是我的孩子。
Yeah. So, as a parent, we have dreams for our child, right?Yeah, 我们当父母的对我们小孩子都有一些盼望。Yeah, right? But we must learn to navigate this and to pray that God can guide their journey. Yeah.
但是我们必须要学会让神来带领他们。
Yeah. Right, so not only for our own ambitions, but also for a child's ambition.
不是只是我们的野心及以及小孩的野心。
Yeah. So usually when we think about dreams and ambitions, we think about just our secular things like career or schooling.
很多时候我们讲到野心，我们都只是在讲属事上面的事。
But actually, this mentality also applies in the Lord's work.
但是很多时候是神的工作也是。
Right. Remember when Paul was talking aboutGoing to Rome and trying to seek God's will, that was talking about holy work. That was talking about ministry.
当保罗的野心要去罗马的时候，他讲的是圣工，是神的工作。
It's not like he was trying to go to Rome for a dream vacation.
他去罗马并不是为了他的度假。
But he wanted to see if God would send him there to also evangelize and bring people to the church. Right?
他想要做的事情是传福音，把人带到神面前。
So similarly, within the church ministry, we ourselves also should have dreams and ambitions.
所以在对圣工上面，我们也有我们的野心，有我们的使命。
Because it shows that we care.
那代表我们很在意。
It shows us that we care about the church and God's kingdom.
我们在意教会以及神的国度。
But at the same time, we have to temper these dreams and ambitions by also seeking God's will.
但是在这些野心当中，我们也必须要求神的旨意。
So if we don't have any dreams at all for the church, for the local church, for the church worldwide,This is something we need to reflect on. Yeah.
如果说我们对我们地方教会或者是整个教会的发展并没有野心，这也是我们必须要检讨。
Maybe it could show that we don't really care. Yeah.
也许代表是我们根本不在乎。
Right. But at the same time, when we do have dreams and a goal, right, we have to always check with the Lord's will. Yeah.
但是当我们有梦想或者是目标的时候，我们必须要寻求神的旨意。
For example, maybe we have the upcoming spiritual convocation. I believe for BP is in 2 months. We have a determination. I want to bring a friend to the church.
我们两个月后就会有灵恩会。也许说我们有一个想法是说我要带一个朋友来教会。
This is my goal, right?
这是我的目标。
It's good to have this goal.
有这样的目标很好。
But then ultimately, will weAchieve this that our friend one friend will be able to come. We don't know, right?
但是最后我们能不能达到一个朋友可以来到，我们并不知道。
Of course, we must try. We must do our make efforts.
当然，我们必须要花我们的力量，然后要让这件事情做到。
Yeah, but ultimately, it's God who opens the hearts of our friends and family, right?
但是最终仍然是神来打开我们朋友的心。
Let's say we have this desire to serve in a certain ministry in the church, to be like an RE teacher.
或者是说我们在教会当中想要做宗教教育老师。
Right, or we want to be a council member, an ordained deacon or elder.
或者是说我们想要成为执事。
Right, just like it says in First Timothy, it says, If a man desires the position of a bishop, he desires a good work.
就像在提摩太前书第一章所提到的说，如果第三章第一节如果提到，人若想得到监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。
So if we have that goal and like one day I would like to serve God in this area, that's good.
所以如果你对神说有一天我想要做这样工作，这是很好。
But then again, we have to check, is this God's will for me? Yeah.
但是再次的，我们必须先问神的旨意，这是神要我们做的吗？
Yeah, maybe some of our youths, like one day you want to go on a missionary trip to Africa or somewhere in Central South America.
也许对我们的青年来说，他有想法说，有一天我要到非洲或者到中美洲去传福音。
Again, very good to have this type of ambition.
再次的，这是非常好的野心。
But.We need to see, is it God's will?
但是我们也必须要寻求，这是神的旨意吗？
So, from my personal experience, sometimes really God's will is not what we expect.
而从我个人的经验当中，我发现有时候神的旨意并不是我们所要。
In fact, it can be disappointing, like it's not what you expected.
甚至有时候是让人失望的，不是你要的。
In fact, it might not make you happy.
会让你有点难过。
It may not be.Your dream come true.
它也许不是你的梦想成真。
But it's God's will.
但是却是神的旨意。
And so we defer to that.
所以我们就臣服在那。
Before I was called to be a minister, I thought that I could serve the Lord better in literary ministry.
在我献身之前，我那时候觉得我可以在文字宣道方面更好的侍奉神。
Yeah, all things considered, I thought that was a more suitable role for myself.
我看过圣工之后，我觉得这是一个我很适合的领域。
But then, God had different plans. God called me to be a preacher. Yeah.
但是神有他不同的计划，他呼召我作为传道。
It's not a choice I would make. Yeah.
这不是我个人会做的选择。
But, he made it clear, and I have no choice but to defer to it. Right?
他的呼召非常明确，所以我没有别的选择， right. 我就是回应他的呼召。
So even within church ministry, we also need to constantly, right, check and pray and see what is God's will for us in the church. Right?
所以在神的圣工当中，我们也是常常要寻求神的旨意，神要我们做什么。
He is our creator, and he knows why he has created us.
他是我们的创造者，他知道为什么他要创造我们。
Right. And then we do our best to seek that his will for us.
所以我们要尽我们所能来追求他的旨意。
Yeah. So let's turn back to Romans now, chapter 15.
让我们翻开罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章
And let's read verse 32.
罗马书十五章第三十二节
Romans chapter 15, verse 32.
罗马书十五章三十二节
Let's start from verse 30.
从第三十节开始
Verse 30. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit,that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, verse 31,
31,
that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, verse 32,
32,
that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. Please read.
罗马书十五章三十节到三十二节，弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督，又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力，为我祈求神，叫我脱离在犹太不顺从的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙圣徒悦纳，并叫我顺着神的旨意，欢欢喜喜到你们那里，与你们同得安息。
Here we can see when Paul starts to close the letter to the Romans, he also echoes the same desire to go to Rome.
所以我们在这里看到，当保罗要把这个信结束的时候，他又再次的提到他想要到罗马。
And in the beginning, he was sharing about his prayers. Here, he's asking the members to pray with him.
在开始的时候他分享他怎么祷告，而在最后的时候他要求信徒跟他一起祈求。
Right, to strive together with me in prayers to God.
一同竭力为我祈求神。
And verse 32, again, he says that I may come to you, right, in Rome with joy.
在32节他提到欢欢喜喜到你们那边去。
But by the will of God.
但是是顺着神的旨意。
Right, and then that we may be refreshed together with you.
与你们同得安息。
Right, so, from start to finish, Paul never lost sight of this type of mentality.
所以从开始到结束，保罗都没有失去这样的观念。
He just wants to be, as a servant of God, he just wants to be where God wants him to be.
他要成为仆人，他要成为照着神旨意的仆人。
Right, so if one day it is God's will to go there, then I will go.
所以有一天如果是神的旨意，我愿意去你们呢。
So to just close this message, we have to simply then talk about, well, how can we know God's will?
所以在结束讲到之前，我们再来查考我们要怎么样寻求神的旨意。
Actually, this can take hours to unpack.
实际上这需要好几个小时的
But there's some fundamental concepts that we should keep in mind.
但是一个最基本的观念。
Right. First, we must spend time with God.
第一个是我们必须要跟神花时间建立关系。
The more you spend time with someone, the more you know his will, his heart.
当你跟一个人相处的时间越多，你越知道他的想法、旨意。
This is true in human relationships, and I believe it's also true in our relationship with God.
这是人与人之间关系是这样，人与神的关系也是这样。
Right. So how do we spend time with God?
那我们怎么样子跟神花时间相处？
You cannot escape reading His Word and praying in His Spirit. Right.
你并不能不读他的话语，或者是不靠他的灵祷告。
Actually, a lot of God's will generally and what we need to know is already all included in His Scriptures.
事实上，很多神对我们的旨意已经是写在圣经上。
Right. Generally speaking, this is that direction that we need to go.
一般来说，这是我们要走的大方向。
And then as we pray, God may also give us certain inspirations.
但是在祷告当中，神又会给我们专门的感动。
Or sometimes even a special experience, a vision or movement in a prayer, right?
或者有时候甚至会给我们看异象，让我们有特别的感动。
We can turn to Acts chapter 23.
让我们翻开《使徒行传》第23章。
Acts chapter 23.
使徒行传23章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Acts chapter 23, verse 11.
使徒行传23章十一节。
But the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem,So you must also bear witness at Rome.
使徒行传二十三章十一节，当夜主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”
This is talking about an occasion when Paul was arrested.
这是在保罗被逮捕的时候。
He had just come back from his third missionary journey.
他正从第三次的传福音的旅行当中回来。
And then he was captured by the Jews.
他被罗马兵丁抓住。
And then put into prison.
被丢入监狱中。
And then during the evening, God was encouraging him though.
在那个晚上，主来勉励他。
Said, be of good cheer, like cheer up, don't worry.
这边说放心吧。
Right. Just like you testified for me in Jerusalem, you must also bear witness at Rome.
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也怎样在罗马为我做见
证。So here, God revealed His will very clearly to him.
所以在这里，主耶稣非常明显的把这个旨意告诉保罗。
Now Paul knows, okay, it is God's will. I will be eventually going to Rome.
所以保罗知道这的确是神的旨意，我会到罗马。
And it wasn't that smooth.
但是并不是那么平顺。
He had to. In total, he was jailed.In Judea, Caesarea for I think 2 years.
事实上非常不平顺。他在那一段将近两年的时间在那里被关进了。
Then finally, they set on that trip to go to Rome.
但是最后他还是走上了去罗马的。
On that trip to Rome, the ship got shipwrecked.
在那个道路当中，船运到，船沉了。
Right, and then they were on this desert, on this island, and he got bit by a snake.
他在那个荒岛当中，他被蛇咬。
But eventually, he did go to Rome.
但是最后他仍然到了罗马。
And he was able to, freely preach the gospel there, under house arrest.
他在那里可以放心的传讲神的道理。
Right. So sometimes God may also give us a special experience to let us know for sure this is what He wants us to do.
所以有时候神也会用让我们有特别的体验，非常清楚知道神要我们做。
This is not within our control. This is all up to God.
这不是我们的控制，而是神掌控。
This is not something we can expect every time we make a decision.
所以这不是我们每次要做决定的时候可以预期的。
But for the most part, how do we find God's will?
但是一般来说，我们要怎么样寻求神
的旨意？Again, spend time with God.
我们要跟神花时间。
And eventually, if God is guiding us towards a certain direction,
最后神会让我们知道我们要往哪个方向走。
Then time will tell, right? If it's God's will, it will happen.
时间会告诉我们，如果是神的旨意，时间会告诉我们。
We just do the best.That we can, under biblical principles and with the information that we have.
所以我们是尽我们的所能在圣经的教导下来寻求神的旨意。
Today let us remember this mentality and example that Paul set for us.
所以今天让我们来记住保罗所带给我们的榜样以及这个观念。
That in all aspects of life we seek to be in the will of God.
在我们生命 各方面我们都必须要寻求神的旨意。
Whether it's our secular ambitions,
也许是我们世俗的追求。
Whether it's in our parenting,
也许是我们的作为父母亲。
Or if it's in our church ministry,
或者是在我们在教会上的服事。
In all things, may the Lord's will be done.
在所有的事上愿主的旨意成行。
Let's now conclude with a hymn, number 231.
让我们唱赞美诗231首。
Hymn 231.
赞美诗231首。
My Jesus, as thou wilt, oh, may thy will.I'd gladly trust with thee straight to my
saith, My Lord, thy will be done.
Thank God. Please have a seat.
感谢神，请坐。
At this time, we will conclude our morning service with a prayer.
我们早上祷告到此，我们早上聚会到此，我们一起祷告。
In our prayer, let us pray that God can guide us in His will.
在我们祷告当中，求主耶稣用他让他的旨意带领我们。
That we can also have a heart of submission to accept His will for us, whatever it is.
我们有一个顺服的心，能够接受他旨意要让我们做的任何事。
Also, I was informed that next week you're having the general congregation meeting.
我们下礼拜有信徒大会。
And today, after the prayer, we will be selecting the chairperson for this meeting.
我们祷告之后要选下礼拜信徒大会的主席。
So let us also pray for that and pray that God's will is done.
所以让我们一起为那也为这件事情祷告。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。